My name is Brandon Dryman. I'm a firefighter paramedic with the Indianapolis Fire Department. I'm also the coordinator of the IFD Peer Support Program. I've been a firefighter in Indy for 17 years. And first responders generally don't talk about the things we see just because they're hard to describe. But it is a difficult job. And I didn't process that very well at all. I had behavioral health issues. Because of the stigma, which has come up so many times, I was not going to reach out for help, period. And rather than seeking out that professional help, I used, you know, I was too macho. I was too tough. I don't need that stuff. I can handle this. Everybody else is handling it, right? What do they do? Well, we drink a lot. So that's what I did, too. And I lived with severe alcohol use disorder for a long time, a number of years, until 2012. But I came to work, regular day on shift. My captain stuck his head out of the office window and said, hey, you've been picked for a random drug screen. Head down and get your drug screen done. And that also included a breath test. And I remember joking as I walked out of the firehouse. All the other guys were sitting at the table. And I said, hey, I guess I won't be seeing you guys for a while. Tongue in cheek, because I thought I was going to be fine. I wasn't intoxicated. But my tolerance was so high that it didn't matter. I had drunk so much the night before that when I had that breath test, I still had alcohol in my system at 9 o'clock the next day. So that's when, like, everything just kind of hit. So as a result of that, I was suspended. But I also had a great opportunity to enroll in our employee assistance program. And I took advantage of that. And I had a really, really great counselor. And he you know, worked with me the lines of getting sober. My wife was also a big help. Just telling somebody that you're proud of them means a lot. So, excuse me. So that was 6 years ago. So that's how I got involved in peer support, because I knew it wasn't just me. There were a lot of people having the same problem. And with peer support, the beauty of it is it's a firefighter helping a firefighter or a cop helping a cop. And somebody can come and talk to me about their problem, their addiction, without judgment. And they can talk to me confidentially and get the help they need. And as a result of that, I can't even count the number of people just in Indiana and Indianapolis that our team has helped. It also gave me the opportunity to get involved with the International Association of Firefighters. And we go out and teach 30 firefighters at a time how to set up their own peer support programs. And that's really where the beauty of recovery comes in. Because I'm just one guy, but I can teach 30 people how to do this. And then those 30 people talk to 30 people, or 50 people, or 100 people. And it just spreads from there, that ripple effect, just from one dude getting sober. And to me, that is really the beauty and the power of love and recovery. So thank you for listening to my story. I appreciate it.